Always a pleasure to welcome this gentleman to the program. Wendell, how are you today?
Good, Joey. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How's your summer going so far? I was looking at your Twitter account. You're flying helicopters. You're at Lake Joe. You're golfing. You're a Renaissance man.
That's called work, that golf course, isn't it?
Well, when we're playing with you, it's work. That's for sure.
That's it. No, it's been a good summer. Weather hasn't cooperated, but it's been great out and around doing a lot of different things, and it's been a lot of fun.
So wait a second. So were you actually piloting the helicopter, or were you just sitting in the pilot seat for the picture?
Well, I was co-pilot. I just would point at the ground and say, don't hit that car over there while we're landing. Don't hit that boat trailer over there. I was directing traffic.
Helicopters kind of freak me out. Have you been in a helicopter before this?
Yes, I had. My first helicopter ride was when I got traded from Toronto to Quebec, and then I did the tour of Quebec City and a few of the cities outside by helicopter when we did press releases. So, and they made me hang out the outside of it and take a picture.
Okay.
So that was my first time on a helicopter.
All right, so let's talk about your time in Quebec since you brought it up. There's a bunch of stuff we can get to. And I'm having you on because I was talking to our friend Scott McKay, who is now working with Glenn Healy for the NHL Alumni Association, which I think is something that needed attention. And if there's anybody who's going to bring attention to it, and I don't want to use the word fix because I don't want to disparage anybody that was running it before, but there are a bunch of guys out there that have played in the league, older gentlemen, who may not have the financial wherewithal to take care of themselves. You know, you obviously did pretty well during your career, and you were smart enough to invest properly, and, you know, you've got different brands and things on the go. But there's a lot of guys out there that didn't do that and are not in good shape, right?
Well, I think the whole thing with our the NHL Alumni Association, he'll come in with a fresh mind, fresh ideas. He's got great contacts. He's a go-getter. And it's just taking it to the next level. Since I retired and watching it evolve, it always makes baby steps in the right direction, the alumni. And so this is another step going in that direction. And he's come in with a ton of energy and wanting to help out and understanding that the better and stronger we make it, it's a great brand the NHL alumni has. And the more we can get out there as all of us, the better it'll help everybody.
Wendell Clark is our guest, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Okay, you brought up Quebec. There's no team in Quebec. There's a brand new arena in Quebec. And you played in Quebec. You got traded to Quebec. Tell me about your experience in Quebec and the passion level that market has for hockey.
Well, they have a ton of passion in Quebec. It's, there's a ton of hockey players. It's probably one of the most talented teams I got to play on for a one-year stint. The lockout year there with Sakic and Nolan and all the guys that were playing on that young Quebec team. And the next year they won the cup in Colorado. So they had a great run with a good group of guys and a city that supported the team. And so it was a fun short stint. A cultural experience is getting to know a lot of different things. And it was, at the end of the day, just met a lot of great people.
Let's go back to that trade, because bringing it up fascinates me, because I remember that deal really, really well. Toronto traded you. You were 27 years old, along with Sylvain Lefebvre, who had gone from being someone that was an afterthought into one of the best defensive defensemen in the league at that time, Landon Wilson, who was a prospect, and the 22nd overall pick for Matt Sundin, who was 23, defenseman Garth Brooker, and Todd Warner, I think, in the 10th overall pick. And look, you were a force at the time of that deal, and Matt's was coming into his own. Tell me about that deal at the time and your memories of it.
Well, it was a surprise to me. We had, come off our second pretty good run of losing in the semifinals, and I was actually sitting at there with no cell phones yet, or I didn't have one yet in 93, so I was sitting at a gas station filling up with gas. I thought I'd turn the radio on to see who we drafted, and that's when I found out that I was traded to Quebec for Matt's, and from there, it was kind of a whirlwind summer, and at the end of the day, it worked out unbelievable for Toronto and getting a stalwart player in Matt's and a great guy, and also set me off going all over different places and kept coming back to Toronto. So it was just in the big picture, a lot of great experiences I got to have after the trade.
And tell us, as far as the time playing in the league, the we know the game's changed, right? We're going to have Darnell Nurse on in hour number three here. And I had Delzato on yesterday and Sagan, and just talking about how the game has changed in terms of it's a younger man's game now, right? When you're giving Connor McDavid $12.5 million, it's not like you have a lot of money around for that third line veteran checking center, and you're not giving him $3 million. You're now filling out that slot with, you know, 800,000, a million, two guys, and that's just kind of the way it is. How have you seen it change since you played from a slotting standpoint and what teams are doing to fill out their rosters?
Yeah, it was kind of changing in through the 90s. Players, when I started, players were retiring late 20s, early 30s. And then as fitness and eating better became better habits and looking after yourself, the players started playing longer into their late 30s. And now with the salary cap world coming in, the game's changing again. It's getting younger again. They're giving, you know, the young guys are making a lot of money early, and that's when they hit their home run. And the older players have to be smarter now. It's not about holding out to what you think you're worth all the time. It's about getting in the right spot, playing for the right money on the third, fourth line sometimes, and extending your career as long as you can. And it's not like it's really bad money either, playing on the third, fourth line. It's just maybe you're not one of the big guys anymore.
What do you think of the Leafs now, comparatively speaking, in terms of their position? You know, we know what they did. They tore it down. They got rid of a bunch of guys. They picked up some good assets. Where do you think they are this year? They surprised a bunch of teams last year, right? And then that playoff series against Washington, they could very well have won that series. They didn't. But talk about the fact that now they won't be able to sneak up on teams. And they have a bunch of guys that are going into their second season, and the whole sophomore jinx may be in people's heads, but sometimes it does come to pass. How do you think that that's going to work out as far as the team now not being an unknown entity? People know what this team is now.
Yeah, no, they're not surprising anybody this time playing, coming around. They're, like you say, we had a whole lot of young guys, and I think they're going to be well prepared by the staff that we have in Toronto and what's to come and how it's going to come at them. And I think we have a great group of young guys that are going to handle it. The big difference that we were fortunate last year is I think everybody had a career year. And we also had everybody with no injuries. So this year may not happen that way. You know, somebody, you know, it might be a couple guys with an off year, and there might be one or two guys get injuries for certain parts of time, and we have to see how we play through those situations. And if we play through those situations with flying colors, then this team's well on its way to doing great things. But this is just another test. It's the competitiveness and the parity in the game of hockey today is unbelievable. And you lose a guy or two for a month, it can really set you back. So I think it's going to be another test, but I think our guys are well on their way to doing it. Our young guys have all done it at every other level, not just the NHL, but they did it in junior, or they did it in college or some other place. So I think they're capable of backing up how they played last year.
Wendell, thanks a lot for doing this, pal. Enjoy the rest of your summer and be careful in the helicopter, okay?
Thanks, Joey. Say bye.